You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome to the Inside the War Room podcast presented by Sports Illustrated on the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your mentally suffering host, Dante Colonelli, joined by my much happier co-host, Saray Poole, on this very, very nice Sunday night. Saray, my guy, how you doing?
I am happy. The Chargers got a win on the road against the potentially Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. We're 2-1. I'm happy, man. I'm happy. It's been a great day.
Yeah, you should be. Instead of talking about my team, I want to tell you about the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. This is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this for you ad-free, and all we ask in return is that you leave us a 5-star rating and check out our written content at si.com/NFL/draft. Yeah, the Dolphins are bad. I have nothing else to say. We're moving on.
I just want to say that was a very elite transition there, buddy.
Thank you. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah. I give you props for that one. That was great. That was great.
That was good. Yeah. NFL, we had some more weird football today, I would say. I think, all right, we got to address the elephant in the room first. Justin Tucker, 66 yards off the crossbar.
Greatest kicker of all time. I don't care. Woo! I don't care. Greatest kicker of all time. Great. And then on the other end, you have the Cardinals who kick a 68-yard field goal, and Jamal Agnew returned it for a 109-yard return.
It was the kick six.
Just throw the Hail Mary. Cliff Kingsbury, just throw the Hail Mary. You got Kyler. He's got the arm strength. Just throw the Hail Mary.
Not even Kyler. You got DeAndre Hopkins.
Exactly. You won on a Hail Mary last year at home against Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh,
that was idiotic. That was shades of a rookie head coach still in his rookie mindset. That was stupid. That was very stupid.
Dude, Arizona did not. We talk about them almost every week, but like they did not look good for three quarters today. Really? Yeah. And then, you know, Jacksonville it, and the Cardinals took advantage. Yeah. I don't know, man. I cannot trust that team. I can't. They just really. I want to like them so bad. I missed on Kyler. I'm glad he's good. I love DeAndre Hopkins. Kirk is fun. I love Rondale Moore, but like, man, I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be like a big game against the Rams. Like, imagine if they gave up a kick six to the Rams in like week 15
you
of
won't
like
win
a,
that game. You
nah,
won't
dude. Game. Nah, you're won. Not winning that football
they'll
game.
They'll get out coached. And that's important. Like, so
that's what worries me, man. That I can't trust them at all.
I'm ready to put you on the hot seat here.
Oh no. All right, let's hear it.
Are we hitting the panic button on any of these rookie quarterbacks yet? Yes or no?
Oh, panic button?
Yes or
no? No, I can't. Okay, it's only 3 weeks.
I'm agreeing. I just see people on Twitter, man. I have to ask. Twitter's a crazy place.
Yeah, I honestly thought Trevor was fine today. He threw the one bad INT off his back foot. The one touchdown that he threw was a
beautiful
nutty
ball.
Throw. That was like a top 10 arm throw right there. I mean, that was really nice. I thought Trevor was fine today. Look, man, Zach Wilson, dude's not playing well. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and defend him. Like, I don't really know what else to say. Like, he ain't playing well, but he's not getting any help either. They can't run the ball. They can't block anybody. I mean, they were going against a really good defense today. I mean, look, Zach missed some throws. I'm not saying he was good or anything. Who else played? Mac played today. Mac was
stunk. He
was
stunk.
Fine. I he's just so painfully average. Like that is why I didn't like him coming into the year, because like there's eight of him in the league already.
Yes.
Jacoby Brissett. Yes. They're the same. What's the difference?
There's not one.
No, they're not one.
Backup. There's no
difference. I mean, Mac is fine. You know, I mean, the Patriots score what, 10 points today?
The Chicago Bears had one passing yard.
Oh, no. We got to talk. We're talking about the Bears. Buddy, Jim Nagy, or not Jim Nagy. Jim Nagy's great. Matt Nagy.
Matt Nagy's got to go.
What are we doing?
He's got to go. He's bad, dude. Listen, Myles Garrett had 4.5 sacks today. Unblockable. Unblockable. And Justin Fields looked like he didn't belong out there. And most of it was because his team stinks. His offensive line stinks. And he's young and he's learning. But there's not much help out there for the young man, dude. It's very evident that there's not much help. So Chicago's got to figure out, listen, we got to find a new head coach. We got to find a new GM.
All right. Real quick, I'm putting you on the spot. Who's your guy?
Who's
the head coach for the Bears next year? If it's not, okay. I mean, that's the Joe obvious Brady. Answer, right? It's got to be Joe Brady.
It has to be Joe Brady. There's nobody else. I mean, he's looked good at the LSU level, at the college level. He's looked good at the NFL level. And we always say you'd rather be a year early than a year late on these guys. So I think he would create a system around Fields that would work to his strengths. But I think the step one is building an offensive line. You got to build a foundation around this young man. And you have to convince Allen Robinson to come back. The odds are extremely low, but then you got to hit in the draft with what? They don't have a lot of picks. So there's also that.
Maybe you clean house and Allen wants to come back with the new staff, right? Like that's got to be your tough hope.
And if it's him, he's in the prime of his career. Why do I want to come back here? I want to get a big contract and go somewhere and be competitive. You know what I mean? And that division's tough too, but maybe not tough. It's okay. He's got the Packers there and the Vikings are suboptimal. So I mean, there's that. But I don't know, man. You've got a clean house, dude. I'm not a fan of Nagy, dude. I mean, like he was great play caller, you know, Andy Reid, Tree, whatever it is. I'm not a fan, dude. He had that one good year with Trubisky and the doink off the field goal post in the playoffs, whatever. But it's time to clean house, man. And your job's on the line, man. I know Fields looked bad, and this is going to be just enough for Andy Dalton to come back and start when he's healthy, which sucks.
Yeah, I mean, Fields wasn't great today either. I caught a lot of the 1 o'clock games because the Dolphins played at 4 today. I mean, Fields was not good, but also, like, you know, he's not – you can't use him as a drop-back passer at this point in his career, right? Like, maybe he develops into that type of player, right? Like, I have no doubt that he has it in him, but, you know, you got to get him on the move. You know, call some zone read, call a speed option, do something. Is, you know, you just can't, you know, this isn't Tom Brady. You can't just drop this dude back and have him throw 40 yards and pick apart zone defenses. Like, it's just not, it's his first start. I mean, what are we doing? You know, like, that's what gets me. And to kind of like add another name into the head coaching ring, like, give me Brian Daboll, man. From Buffalo, if you can't get Joe Brady, like,
yeah,
Dabble's done a great job with Josh Allen. Like, I mean, Josh Allen, speaking of which, Buffalo looks good. Josh Allen looks good again.
They went stupid today, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, just anything that they wanted to do, they did. I mean, it's unstoppable. And against a Washington defense that we thought was going to be good, and we're seeing that it's not as great as it was last year, obviously. But dude, Buffalo did whatever they wanted to do. And I think he's playing at the. He was rusty the first 2 weeks. We've seen that. And week three, he came in. And again, it's a confidence booster for that team. I'm not sure they have next week, but they're good, man. That's going to be a 11-12 win playoff team easily.
Yeah, they're good. And it doesn't, I mean, the rest of the AFC East looks pretty brutal right now. My team, I mean, if they had a offense, they would probably be 3-0, frankly. But they don't, and they're not. So there you go. The Jets, I mean, they might be the first overall pick this year. They're terrible. They've scored like no points this season. And then the Patriots are like the most average team I've ever seen in my life. So like, I mean, Buffalo should run away with that division. I think they're clearly the best football team. They have clearly the best quarterback. I mean, and their defense honestly looks a little bit better this year. Maybe like they seem like they're getting a little bit more pressure. The run game's just a little bit better. Zach Moss, Singletary have ripped off a couple of nice plays this year. So I don't know, man. I think Buffalo is easily the best team in that division. It'll be interesting to see where they stack up in the AFC. Speaking of where teams stack up in the AFC, are we putting the Steelers to bed? Are we putting them to bed?
Dude, I put them to bed before the season started. I told you that Big Ben is washed. I told you that he's not good anymore. I told you all of that. So, I mean, I'm not surprised by anything we're seeing right here. He was the worst quarterback in the division last year, and I got a lot of heat for that on my Twitter. My mentions were in flames last year, but Steelers fans quote tweet me, responding to me, and, dude, he's bad. Like, you wouldn't watch that game. There's not one positive you take away from that game. Jamar Chase is good. You know, tells things we already knew. for all the people who say it doesn't create separation, that was, hey, I'm not gonna lie, that was on my scouting report, right? These create separation was not his greatest strong point. But
all right, but here's the thing. Where did you rank Chase in this class?
He was wide receiver two.
All right, yeah. So like you still thought he was good, you know?
But it was really good, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like sure, like he was I think he was wide receiver three for me, but he was like my 12th overall player. Like I still really liked him.
Come on.
You know, the people who were low on him, like, I get it. Like, you know, him not being able to separate. Yeah, that kind of, you know, I gave Devontae and Jalen Waddle the knock there. Like, those guys, okay, they can do that. So they're going to rank a little bit higher. But, like, I still really like Jamar Chase. And obviously, you did too.
How could you not? The film you seen in 2019 was good. Come on.
Good football player. So yeah. I'm honestly, like, I'm not shocked at all that he's playing well. Like, exactly. This is very much what I expected.
What we were waiting on. It's what we were waiting on.
Yeah, I got to give the Bengals credit, too. I think Benjamin Solak of The Ringer tweeted this, and this is something that I've noticed. It's just like every time that he's in one-on-one, I mean, they just chuck it up there. They're just like, yeah,
because
I mean,
why not? He's a great contested catch guy, right? And he's ran by some people, dude. If you look at all his touchdowns, they're deep bombs. He's running by people.
So. The one he caught today, I mean, he didn't outrun that guy, but it was ball tracking, right? Like, he tracked the ball better than the corner did. The corner got eyes on it. Chase got eyes on it. He took a better route to the ball, and he ended up beating him by, like, 4 yards, the end zone. I mean, you know, you don't always have to be the fastest guy. I mean, if you take the best route to the ball, sometimes you're just going to beat people, and he did, and it was a great throw by Burrow. Getting back to Pittsburgh, though, Ben Roethlisberger today, 38 of 58, 318 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. I mean, I just, like, you watch the Steelers play football, man, and it is just like, it's not good. I mean, take a look. If you're listening to this right now, it's Monday morning, so the next-gen stats charts are out. Go take a look at Ben Roethlisberger's next-gen chart stats. My God. That's a tongue twister. That was a toughie. Anyway, Jesus. Go take a look at that. And you will see that Ben Roethlisberger threw 58 passes, 56 of which were like within 15 yards line of scrimmage. I am exaggerating because I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen a picture. I haven't seen the final numbers, but I've seen the picture of the chart, and like all of the throws are within like 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, and he threw like 60 passes, man. It's just like, dude's arm is shot. And like, it's I don't over. Think the Steelers have the playmakers to overcome that. Like, I just don't think that they do. Deontay Johnson's out. Juju's a good football player. He got hurt today. And like, at running back, I mean, they've got, you know, just a bevy of like very average guys, which is fine, but your offensive line sucks. So they're not picking up the backs and they're not helping Big Ben either. It's just, team's not that good. They got a good defense, but like, man, I don't know.
If I'm Pittsburgh, and I know they don't do this, but you've got to really look in the mirror and say, hey, did we blow this thing up after this year?
You have to. How can't you? I mean, like,
Mike Tomlin can stay, but as far as the roster goes, you got to build it from ground up. You don't have a quarterback on the roster that can win you games in the NFL right now. Dwayne Haskins, Mason Rudolph, Big Ben, washed. Offensive line stinks. It's almost like you shouldn't have drafted a low-value position in Najee Harris in the first round. And not a knock on Najee because he's a great football player, but you had more needs that it would set you up for long-term success in the future, 3, 4, 5 years from now. You don't have that on the roster, man. And Juju's a free agent, right? You don't have a number one receiver on your team. You don't have a number one offensive lineman on your team. TJ Watt was out. The pass rush was lacking today, right? They missed Bud Dupree. Those are words I thought I'd never say, right? TJ Watt's out. Bud Dupree's gone. Where's Alex Highsmith? These dudes are just not good, man. It was the performance day was just, for lack of a better word, just poor. But you've got to seriously think about building this thing from ground up and maybe blowing it up. I'm not saying move on from Tomlin because, you know, the Steelers, they've had like, what, 4 head coaches and still
Yeah, some ridiculous like some that. Some ridiculous number.
They don't fire coaches, man. You know, success is usually always there, but you've got to really think like, okay, is this really what we want to do? Because like right now, this is bad. And this is Big Ben's last year. I know you want to have the whole last dance thing, go out with a bang. You know, that's why Juju came back, whatever, dude. But Juju turned down a lot of money from Baltimore, a lot of money from Kansas City. That's stupid, in my opinion, dude. You could be on a Super Bowl contending team right now, man. And you went back to play with the Steelers and Big Ben. I'm sorry. That's just not smart, man. I mean, free agency, you come back around again, those teams are probably offer you again, but that team's not good, man. You really got to look yourself in the mirror and see what's next, because division's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, like, the offense, like, we're talking long-term, right? Like, how many long-term pieces on offense do they have? I like Najee. I said that all the running backs in the room were average earlier. I want to correct that. Najee's not average. I forgot that they drafted him, frankly. He's good, but, like, yeah, like Claypool's fine. Deontay Johnson's fine. Like, Freiermuth's fine. It's like it's not like they're bad players. And like, again, you have a quarterback who can't push the ball down the field. He can't create for himself. I mean, you know, it's time to revamp. They can be good. This can be a quick turnaround. Like, I don't think that this has to be like a 3 to 4 year rebuild. I mean, you got some really, really good players on defense. You know, you got TJ Watt. He's going to be a defensive player of the year guy almost every year, probably. Minka Fitzpatrick's one of the best free safeties in the NFL. I mean, like, you got dudes on that side of the ball. I like Alex Highsmith. I think he's off to a good start. Didn't play well today, but I think he's a good player. Cam Hayward in the middle, still good. Like, I think this is a good football team. I think they've got a shot, but, like, you know, they got to find a quarterback and they got to find some offensive line. I mean, those are the two most important positions on the offense, and they don't have either of them right now.
They don't.
Yeah, we can pivot away from that. Anyone else you want to talk about? I feel like I've steered the entire show. Any other games you want to touch on?
I would like to talk about the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, they didn't play very good today.
Which is my problem. You lost to a very bad Minnesota Vikings team with no Dalvin Cook. This is very Seattle Seahawkish. This is what they do. They lose games they're not supposed to lose, i.e. the Titans last week and then this week. I'm not saying hit the panic button, but you're in the best division in the league, in my opinion. And you can afford to lose these games that you should be winning. You can't score 17 points against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm sorry. You just can't. And that's an indictment on just you're not executing. The running game's not where it needs to be, maybe. The DK Metcalf looked good, but then Tyler Lockett had an injury late. I mean, I don't know what to think of this team every year. You know, they've never had a losing season, as you know, since Russell Wilson's been starting quarterback. You know, they've gone 9-7 every year or 10-6 then, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, the Super Bowl win they had. But, like, what are we watching right now? Like, I'm not sure what the Seahawks are. I know it's week 3, but, like, I'm kind of concerned. Like, okay, I'm not hitting the panic button yet, but, like, you're losing to teams that you should not be losing. So I want to get your opinions on that.
Yeah, I agree. I think Seattle's biggest problem is the defense. Like, they just, yes. Like, I mean, you know, it kind of started last year, right? Like, the defense was a big problem last year for them, but also the passing attack wasn't great at the end of the year. But I think right now, I think the defense is the biggest problem. I mean, Russ still looks great. DK is still good. Assuming Tyler Lockett's healthy, I mean, he's having a really good year too. So even Chris Carson was solid today in the running game. So, like, I'm not particularly worried about this offense. I'm worried about this defense, man. Yeah. Like, they can't get a stop when they need a stop. They had a really good first half against Tennessee, and then they collapsed in the second half. I mean, Kirk Cousins was really good today. Like, he really was. He was good today. This is one of the better games I've seen from Kirk Cousins in a long time. But, like, Seattle's defense was doing them plenty of favors too. I mean, like, it was just, you know, I don't know, man. I'm really worried about this defense. And like you said, this is a good division, right? The 49ers are 2-0, right? They're 2-0. Cardinals are undefeated and the Rams are undefeated.
Yeah.
If the 49ers win tonight against Green Bay, we're recording before the game starts, or it might've just started. I have no idea. I mean, they're going to be what? Two games behind everybody? Already?
You can't afford to do that in this division. No.
In this division?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. That's a tough hill to climb back up. It really is.
I'm ready to put you on the spot one more time.
No.
Based off of what you've seen these 3 weeks, I need your top 5 quarterbacks in order from 1 to 5.
In
the NFL. What do we have?
Oh. All right.
Come on.
Oh, this is hard. All right. Look, you're gonna flame me for this, but Mahomes is still number one. Dude's insane.
Okay, I'm not flaming you for that.
He's still so good.
I feel like
I'm gonna forget somebody off the top of my head. I don't know. I you know what, out of order, right? Like, I'm just gonna name my 5 guys. Okay. I wanna say Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady's been exceptionally good.
Exceptional, yes.
I think man, I want to say Dak, but like last week was kind of
okay.
You know, I'll take your boy. I think Herbie's been really good. I think Herbie's top five just based on these 3 weeks. He's been awesome. Lamar, I think, has got to be up there. I mean, that Chiefs win was huge. He didn't play exceptionally well, but like Lamar's got to be in that conversation. And you know what? The guys in the BCS chat are going to flame me, but Matthew Stafford's dealing right now, man. He's playing some damn good football.
I have a hot take for you. This may not be a hot take, but I'm a huge fan of him. And I told you I had him QB1. Kyler Murray is a top five quarterback right now, man.
I don't hate it.
He's playing good ball.
I thought about it. He's good.
He's playing good ball, dude. I know the guys in the BCS chat don't like Matthew Stafford, but like you said, he's got to be in that conversation.
He's dealing.
He's playing some great. I'm a Stafford fan. He was on a bad team with a bad organization, and Calvin Johnson left, and he made the best of what he had. But this Rams football team, I know my prediction was Packers and Bucks, but I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and give me Rams and Bucks, man. I'm sorry, dude. I think the Rams are a Super Bowl contender. I said that when it got Stafford, and I'm sticking to it. I think they're a really good football team. Very, very coached, disciplined. The defense is going to play well. You know that. And Stafford's going to carry these dudes. You can see what they were missing with Goff and what they have with Stafford now. McVay's happy, dude. He's in heaven right now, man. He's not used to having this great quarterback play. And we're seeing through 3 weeks, man, that he may be an MVP contender through 3 weeks, man. Seriously.
Oh, man. I love it. Seriously. I really like Stafford. I always have. Like, this is nice to see him actually play on a competent football team.
Yes. I agree 100%. 100%.
All right. Who are your other three?
Oh, all right. So, you said Mahomes, yes. You got to get Rodgers and Brady in there. Come on, man. That's
Rodgers based on these 3 weeks?
The Lions game, I think he came back to life.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
If we're talking overall, yeah, absolutely. He's probably number two. Okay.
Through the 3 weeks, you got to have Mahomes. You got to have Brady. I got to have Kyler. I think Herbert has to be in there. And then five, we're getting to like Dak, Lamar.
Yeah.
That's that conversation. I mean, there's just some dudes playing some high level football right now. I mean, I know it's early, but like, man, I think that I know earlier in the BCS shot, I said he's 12 to 15, you know, overall, but like right now after 3 weeks, man, he's playing some outstanding football. Stafford is. So
I agree. Interesting note about all of those teams. They all have winning records and good quarterbacks. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah. How about that? Anyone else that you want to hit on before we get out of here? We can make this a quick show.
Ooh, man, let's see.
All right, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about Packers 49ers.
Let's go.
I think just started a little bit ago. I have no idea. But first of all, who do you got tonight?
Give me the 49ers.
Okay.
I think that it doesn't matter who's playing running back for the 49ers. The running game is going to be good. We can say that now.
Yeah, dude, Shanahan could create like 5 yards per carry out of a paperclip. I don't know how he does it.
Some homeless men off the street are going to run for $1.50 with that offense. Yeah. So give me the 49ers. I think the ball control, I think the run game. The Packers defense isn't good. I can say that now. I think we've seen shades of that against the Lions game and the Saints game. And I think that the 49ers have the better coach. And what worries me is the 49ers secondary. I think the Packers are going to let this thing fly around the field tonight. But I think that Jimmy G won't turn the ball over. I think the running game gets good. I think Kittle has a big game tonight, man. I don't think the Packers have an answer for Kittle. So I'm taking the 49ers. I think it's going to be a close one. I'm saying 27-24 is my prediction.
49ers. All right, we both went 0-2 last week, so that was not good. Yes, I'm going to take the 49ers as well. 49ers have won this matchup the past couple of times. The problems that the Packers defense had in those matchups are the same problems that they've had through 2 weeks this year. I don't really see any reason why that would change. On the flip side as well, the Packers are starting someone by the name of Yosh at left tackle. Yosh Nijman.
Nick Bosa, 2 sacks. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, like, look, no disrespect to Yosh, brother, but you sound like a Madden create a player name. Like, I have no idea who that person is. So yeah, give me the 49ers tonight. If we lose again, then hey, you know what? What are you gonna do? We're doing blind reviews. But that is going to wrap it up for us. Another exciting week of NFL action in the books. Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the War Room, presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We will be back with more Inside the War Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends at the Prospect Profits. And with that, peace out, guys.